are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
It is time for People in Your Neighborhood here in your Friday morning, brought to you by the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and Vista Care. And joining me on the phone line this morning, the Mayor of Peer, Steve Harding. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. It's going to be a good day. It's starting to warm up, which is nice.
It sure is. And that way people can not be, you know, freezing around town. But, you know, because we did have the snow, you kind of wanted to remind people about the plowing operations, the snow routes, all of that.
Yeah, you know, that's for our first snow of the year. And so everybody's going to kind of get used to driving and you know, we during snow alerts, we put out snow alerts generally before 9 o'clock p.m., and snow removal operations then start after midnight on that particular night. And so just a reminder that during the snow alerts, you know, the vehicles that are parked on the emergency snow routes are subject to ticketing and towing until the alert expires. And, you know, there's various ways that we put out those snow alerts. You can get them on your phone from alertsense.com. You can download that. We put it out on social media. We use state and media and our local media, you know, radio and newspapers, so to get those out so that people know that we're going to start plowing.
Yeah,
and that really, moving those around, you know, really help us in plowing operations so we don't have to plow around cars that are on those emergency snow routes, because those are the routes that people need to use to get to work and get the kids to school and get to appointments and things like that.
Exactly. It's important to comply with these alerts. That way it just makes things easier for everybody all around.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the emergency snow routes, we plow those first, to kind of open up the main routes, and then we do the secondary streets, and that includes the cul-de-sacs and the alleys. And then after those are all cleared up, then if we need to go back and do some cleanup work, we'll do that. You know, we've got a lot of equipment we use for doing a snowstorm. We've got 10 plows, 10 trucks with plows on the front. We've got 3 front-end loaders. We've got 6 truck haulers that haul snow. We've got a big snow blower, and we've got 2 graders. So it takes a lot of, you know, crew and equipment to get all that moved. And, you know, like on Main Street and some of the emergency snow routes, we'll windrow that snow in the middle and then come back with our big snow blower and haul that off later. But just to get traffic moving, we will you know, windrow that snow. Another thing, a reminder, is your sidewalks by city ordinance, the snow for the sidewalk should be removed within 48 hours from the conclusion of the snow event. And we just put out during this week's commission meeting that November 3rd, you need to get all your trailers and your campers and your boats off of the city streets so that we don't have to plow around those. Those all need to be moved by November 3rd, which is next Tuesday. And at that time, after that, we'll, you know, if we see those still on the street, we'll give a warning, take a little reminder before we actually start ticketing those. So just it's time to start thinking about winter.
That's right. So start thinking about that. Keep ready for those alerts and help out however you can. Of course, the virus is still around here in Peer. We want to keep people, you know, let them remember that fact.
Yeah, that's right. It's always nice to remind everybody to keep doing what we've been doing. Mm-hmm. I just checked this morning, and Hughes County has had 854 cases test positive. 682 of those have recovered. So currently, there's 172 active cases in Hughes County. And so just a reminder to keep doing what we've been doing, washing your hands, social distancing, mask, wear a mask if you can't social distance, stay at home if you're ill, all of those things that we've been doing, we need to keep doing. A couple of things as far as the city goes, just a reminder to everybody that you don't have to come to City Hall to conduct a lot of your business. with our new city hall, certainly it's safe to do that. Our employees are separated from the public, and so you can social distance by coming to city hall to conduct your business. But just a couple of things where, you know, you can pay your utilities bills online or by phone,
right,
or by mail. We've got drop-off boxes. We've got one in the alley north of the post office there, and we've got one right at City Hall. You can drop those off there. For business licenses, raffle requests, street closures, you can do that all online or submit it through the mail. Building permits can be found online. At the library, you can drop off books. You can call ahead and reserve books for pickup. A lot of online services yet. So just a reminder to the public that there are certainly ways, you can conduct city business and pay your utility bills without having to come up to City Hall.
Yeah, you've made it really easy to be able to take care of things like that with things going on. So that is fantastic. And you wanted to touch on the pool project a little bit this morning, too.
Yeah, I did want to mention that. Thank you. We just met this week with the engineers who are designing the new outdoor pool. And I'll tell you what, it's just going to be a real treat for this community and for Central South Dakota. It's going to be a fun thing for the kids, for the adults, and grandpa and grandma. There's just going to be something to do for everybody. We've met with them. We've picked out all the things that we're going to have there. We're going to have two big circular slides. We're going to have a drop slide and zero entry pool and the 50-meter pool for swim meets and the big lazy river and expanded bathhouse and just all of those positive things are going to be so much fun. So it was really fun to start seeing that come together. The engineers are going to be finished with design by the end of January, and then they'll set us up so we can go to bid, and then we can start construction when the construction season starts next spring. So that's an exciting project, another one that everyone will have fun watching that develop.
Yeah, that's going to be a phenomenal addition to the community. I'm looking forward to that lazy river.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. Absolutely.
All right. So
that kind of wraps it up then.
Yeah, we touched on a few things. We appreciate your time, Mayor, and look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
You too. There's Mayor Steve Harding from Peer on People in Your Neighborhood as we talked about plowing operations, the virus, what you can do, and that great pool project. It is going to be a nice, nice thing when it gets all done. People in Your Neighborhood was brought to you this morning by the great folks at the Peer VA Clinic, the May Adam Law Firm, and VistaCare.